The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
I am officially now 11 for 11 on coronavirus.
Good morning, Avi. Good morning. Good morning, Avi.
Woo!
Good morning.
I've taken 11 corona tests, and I've gotten a negative 11 times.
Oh, okay.
You were probably negative the whole time.
This is great for
us. Hey.
Hello. Good morning, Rebelli.
Ben, my wife was drinking coffee at somebody's house in the Five Towns, and she didn't realize until she was finished that it was one of your mugs from the Seum.
What, really? Who? Where was it?
Yonina Wind.
Great people. No idea.
I don't know. I guess it was her husband that was there or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Unless they start selling them on the black market.
Maybe. It's possible.
Now, when you say black market, do you mean eBay?
Bro, paper. I love you, babe.
It still exists.
Still exists. It's very popular.
I am unmuted.
Michael, man, good show. What's up, please?
Good morning. How are you, brother?
Good.
You look good, man.
They fix the sound.
Why don't we do Tehillim afterwards?
That was in for the shear if you asked that question. Yerushin, are we going to do the Good Morning Rabbi with the cold down one day? You want to do it today? It's 7:16 already. Right, I'm itching.
Scratching hard.
I need kosher to learn the book.
Sure. That's the end of the mission.
Bertrand, maybe you should come a few minutes earlier. What are you saying? We got a few thousand people waiting for you. We can go? No, I don't want you to be like, not sound like this for the first minute. Tell me what you want. What?
That's pretty intense.
I can't hear him. What are you saying, guys? Go. Good morning, Rav Boishai! It's getting weirder and weirder every day. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Cantor Children. Zeicha Nishmas, Zeicha Cantor, Chaim Hegel ben Reb Ephraim HaKoyim. In honor of our father, Moshe Cantor, Yuval Chaim, a dedicated member of the 8-Minute Da family, Shruli Bernstein, is sponsoring Lili Nishmas, my great aunt, Fred Rezel Bas Avram Yitzchok, and Mendel Pilchuk is sponsoring Lefor Shlema Moshe Kolonimus, Ben Esther Malko, and Lefor Shlema, and Mordechai Binder, Lili Nishmas, Yosef Tzvi, Ben Moshe Alevi, Ben Naftali Weiss, happiness and success for Sora Belo Bas Hensha. And the parents of Chodesh, Michael Ben Mela, in memory of his mother, Dvorah Fegel Bas Shmuel, and father, Lo Menachem Mendel Ben Elchanan, and in merit to make it to Umar Rosh Hashanah this year. I got a mad email from a Breslover. So Chutzpah made fun of Uman. You took it like that also? Not at all. I didn't make fun of Uman. Here's another, okay, whatever. Rabbi, do me a favor. Don't fall off the bandwagon through Shabbos and Tisha B'Av. That's when the Yitzhar gets us. It's these days. Welcome, Mati Middledorf.
Welcome, Comer Levy, both from Chutzlars. They're back. And welcome, Robert Links, also from Ramat Beit Shemesh on top of the hill. Shkoyach for coming. I forgot to mention, I myself am flying out on Monday night. In other words, it's going to be a shiur Monday. And then comes all the fun stuff, giving shiurim while traveling in New York, in Chicago, wedding, Shever Brachas. It's going to be fun. There are going to be shiurim. But this individual, he's conflicted in Casablanca. Dear Daf Abbey, Ravelli always says the best gift we can get him is more Talmidim. So I convinced several people to try the 8-minute Daf. Initially it was going great and they loved it. And then my recruits started sending angry texts that they were falling behind because my guy was only posting videos every few days. It got even worse when the 8-minute Daf shut down for about a month. And my friends blamed me that they were no longer learning. Unfortunately, I had no choice and referred Ravelli's new Talmidim to the Daf review of another Magichir. Now that the 8-minute Daf is back on schedule, should I recruit my friends back to the 8-minute Daf? Or it is likely that the videos will stop again when Ravelli travels to America next week. Your help with this dilemma is greatly appreciated. Sincerely, conflicting Casablanca. I don't have to tell you, I would love to do it every day and not miss. Sometimes it's just impossible. Right. Get your guys, Tzadik in Casablanca, get your guys to watch the whole shiur. That Bezer Hashem will never stop. And if it does, somebody else, Noam Fix or Menachem Atel will jump in and do it. This one is by Avi Gargir. He's a big Tzadik who's trying to convert me to Nusach Sfarad every day. He puts a siddur, he changes out my Ashkenaz to Sfarad, v'chulu, and then he says, however you pretend not to be a Rebbe, I would like to prove you otherwise. One. As numbers prove, you have over 5,000 chassidim. Two, you have a beard. Three, you see, it's the chassidim and the beard, they're going to go away in the same time. People give you money. You're a miracle worker. You claim to have no gaiva, but well, no, it's not true. Is that like a rebbe? You see, now the guy's going to say, I hate chassidim. That's the guy's, it's your fault, not mine. You go collecting all over the world. You have Gabbayim that go by the name of Yeshua and Yosef, and you started saying stories about Rebbes. When Rebbe says a bracha, he has a whole lot of people that say amen. And I believe there's a picture of him wearing a shtreimel. No point of asking you to keep this anonymous, as you'll tell everyone my name, Avi Gargir. Rabbi, I said over a story about Yishkoyach Avi. There was a story I said over, because it was the middle of the sugya. I don't know if I explained myself well. It was like, people complain about silly things, and look what Klai Yisrael had to live through, and I brought as an example. I didn't like explain myself. I thought the Olam understood, but I'm thinking now, I think I missed that one line. But I brought an example of the story in York, in England, and the 150 Yidden had to commit suicide to avoid the Goyim. I got many emails about it, so I'm just going to read parts of three of them. It says like this, Dear Rebbe, I'm a new Talmud and so taken by the shiur. You're so on target, by the way. P.S. Staying the current and not going back. The 8-minute Daf is incredible. Chazara. Now just a little adjustment. The castle where they were in was made out of wood, not the castle that I showed in the picture. Okay. Then comes Ralph Groskopf, who's a teacher. He teaches the stuff. He says the cherim that I mentioned was not to sleep overnight. I've heard, no responsibility for the authenticity, that Reb Leib Gurwitz would wake up Bacharim when they were on the train traveling through York. He'd wake them up because there's a cherim to sleep in York. The flowers planted are daffodils, which have 6 petals. So they planted these flowers to cover the Jews over there. And listen to this one. Reb Yom Tov, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Reb Yom Tov of Hyogni, York, was a Baal Toisvus, who died at Clifford's Tower. One of the Baalei Tosfos died in that tower. And who is he? How do we know him? He's a Talmud of Rebbe Tam. He wrote, Omnom Kein HaYotzer, which we recite at Kol Nidre night. And finally, this is a very long one. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Here's somebody from the Chevra Kedisha. And this Rabbi Schoenberg mentioned to me right after Shir, that in the early 80s, there was a supermarket, the Sansbury supermarket, wanted to build a new store in New York. And they started digging, and they found many, many bodies. And they realized that the name of the place there was Jewbury, and that's where they buried a lot of the Yidden and some of the victims of that night. It goes weiter, they did a hole, the Chevra Kedisha buried them, beautiful, the whole thing. And then he says, I can't read the whole thing, but next morning we heard on the news that the minister had caught fire in the night, and the minister had caught fire in the night, and only the oldest part of the building was burned. Incidentally, this part that burned was built originally, financed by Jew tax, probably paid by these Kedoshim who had been buried that very day. Kol Tov, David Ansbacher. All right. We are holding Daf Tes. I do want to show you a quick picture of our good friend. Yes? Huh? Oh, Raboisa, there's a good morning, Raboisa, if you want to hear. Pay attention to the screen. All you guys probably know it. Here it is on the screen. You ready? There's no volume. Actually, there's a double volume if you really listen closely. That looks good. That's from the scene. There's 120. I seen that from Seltzer. Okay, fine. A different type. We're kind of late. This is Jonathan Austin on a plane learning Torah. Once again, a lot of Hanah that the Olam is learning in places that they typically wouldn't have learned without Daf Yomi. So here's Jonathan. Jonathan, by the way, I have our aura here. When you have a giant Gemara with a lot of Hebrew letters in it, so even if you wear a baseball cap, people know that you are Jewish. Stop it. It's an aura. Okay. A very interesting Hashgacha Pratis. There's no more seats. Beautiful, beautiful. No, so we'll build out this way. So, a couple of things. As a follow-up to yesterday, two follow-ups. Yesterday I mentioned, because we were learning the math, and the Gemara asked an interesting kasha. I said it might be like a klutz kasha. And I said, I explained that this is how the Gemara, that's the style of the Gemara. Interestingly enough, I found Tosis here, Daf Tes, just today, this morning, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Minayin Latzi Sukkah, four lines down where it becomes wide, the first place where it becomes wide, and Tosis says like this, Ve'af agav dimikor yod ha'itayma, even though he knew this reason, Urcha de Hashas, it's the style of the Shas, Lefarish Dvarav, to explain its words, Derech Kashi V'teretz. It goes in a kasha and teretz. It doesn't mean it's a real kasha. It doesn't really mean it's a way to, instead of explaining it, it says question, answer, question, answer, but it's not a real kasha. Okay. Now I have something amazing. Literally amazing. This is going to blow you away. Yesterday, when I was preparing the sugya of pi, I remembered I said once a Vilna Gaon, and I couldn't recall it, and I couldn't find it. And after share, immediately after share, Monty Frankel and some other new guy, what's your name? I forgot your name. Ari what? Ari Green. A new guy, welcome him, who's sitting actually right next to Monty right now. He's been here for 2 years in the Minyan, and he just started showing up this year.
Who's here also?
It's, he's sitting by Shmuel Elwad. Yeah. They both came over to me, and during the day I received numerous emails again. And it goes like this. We're talking about pi. And this is the genius of the Vilna Gaon. You're not going to believe this. Where's the whole pasuk of pi? And the pasuk of Yamsha Shlomo. Yamsha Shlomo were a bunch of bulls in the Beis HaMikdash, 12 bulls, and there was a mikvah on top of it, a square and then a circle, and the Torah describes it, the pasuk describes it. That's where we learn pi. And what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, V'yasis haya mutzav eser ba'ama misfasoy atzfasoy ogoy, which should be round, saviv v'chavish ba'ama kemasoy, it should be five. V'kav, and we read it, kuf v'vav, but it says it in the pasuk, kuf vav hey. You see, over here without nikudas, kuf vav hey. But we read it, so it's a kri and a ksiv. Shleishim ama, yosef ha'si saviv. 30. In other words, we do 3 times the diameter. It's 10. It says over here 10. But if you take 10 and go 3 times 3 equals 30. This is how we know pi. Right? And we said it's not exact, and well, how could it be? The Gemara. But we said it like Taisa says, we're trying to teach people and do quick math in Bonavich. So it's 1 times 3. You're not going to go into the fractions. Says the Vilna Gaon, I don't know how a person thinks about stuff and how you come up with these calculations.
He did it on the toilet.
Yeah, he did. But not Kavakav. This is Torah. This is different. No, he didn't do it on the toilet. He says like this. The way it's written is 111. Kuf Vavhe. Without the Vav Achibur. Just the word Kavhe. But we read it Kav. So 111 versus 106. If you take 111 divided by 106, 106 divided by 111, you come out with 1.04717. This is the Vilna Gaon 300 years ago. This is what he came up with. Times three, because the pasuk says a kav, you time it times three. Times three is pi to the fifth placement. You hear this? This is pi shibba pi. 3.4151. What? 1 4. Okay, 1 4. It is 1 4. I just did 5 because I rounded it out. Anyway, it's 479. I'm not joking. Light duck. So, I don't know how often you can take two numbers and get, come up with that calculation. This is the Vilna Gaon in the pasuk to explain why the pasuk changed from kavoy to kav. Within that pasuk of pi, only the Vilna Gaon. Okay, next. Question. If you're in a sukkah, on sukkahs, and you want to take a piece of meat that's stuck between your teeth, are you allowed to go to your schach and pull off a little piece of schach and use it as a toothpick? Hey, question number two is, could you use it as a baseball bat? I don't know, you guys in England, could you use a piece of schach as a baseball bat? Cricket bat. Yes? No. Yes? Anybody? What's the answer?
No.
No? Why is it? It's mukta. What's the answer? Is it the Rabban or the Raisa? Anybody? Today we're going to learn that it's Issa d'Oraisa. Issa d'Oraisa to use any part of the schach. What if the schach fell down, the whole sukkah fell down? Then it turns into a Issa d'Rabbana. Okay, now we can finally start today's daf. Says Mishnah, sponsored by, this is the official Mishnah, sponsored by official. By the way, if anybody wants to sponsor Mishnayos, they're available for sponsorships. Yes, we do that. The new guys, yeah, we sponsor the turning the pay, whatever. Anywhere to make money. So I don't have to run around the world and collect money. Sukkah Yishana. Talking about collecting money. We have the most phenomenal koilo. And why do we have a koilo? Because I learned in that koilo, and they learned the daf, and we throw ideas off each other, and they help me out with the shir. So they're actually part of the shir. And I don't know everybody's score. But I know at least two of them, because that's the only, those are, another, Eliakim got 100. I think he got one 2 months ago. 100 on Dirshu, probably from the only people in Eretz Yisrael that got 100 on the test. I mean, very, very few people can get 100 on the Dirshu test. And here it is. And you look down here, he got a 98 on something else, a 98 on Mishnah. He does a lot of stuff. Mishnah Brura, Musar, incredible guys. Anyway. He's getting the bonus. 100% he's getting the bonus. He walks out. Don't ask. He has a lot of bonuses.
And a donation.
What? I gave him a donation. I gave him the donation.
Do you take tests?
I don't. I don't have a good memory. I don't have time for chazar. I have to prepare. I used to take the test. I spoke about it different time. We got to learn the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Sukkah Yishana. An old sukkah. We're going to see. A sukkah meaning that you built 30 days ago. Without Lushma. Beishamai Poislin. Ubeis Hillel Machshirin. Now, older sukkah. Obviously, we don't pass the Shammai. We'll see in a second. They say you can't use a sukkah. Now, what do you do? Beis Sukkah Yishana. Kol Sha'asah Kaidin L'Chag Shleishim Yad. If the sukkah was built more than 30 days before sukkahs, it's considered an older sukkah. The Shammai says Pasol. Beis Hillel says Kasher. What's the significance of 30? Because 30 days before Yom Tov, Darshan Bilchas Lachag. So if you can build a sukkah within 30 days, you most likely built it because you had in mind what the rabbi already spoke about, the halachas and everything. So you had kavana to build it. Lishma. Let's just point out here, a very important halacha. Limaisa. According to this Mishnah, a older sukkah is kosher. We go like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. But we all know that if you have schach on your sukkah, you should go like this, you should lift it up. So Tosfos says, that's a Yerushalmi, based on a Yerushalmi, it's a halacha l'maisa, I looked it up, in the Shulchan Aruch, you should lift up one tefach, because we don't paskin like Bisham, we paskin like Bisil. In fact, you don't have to, you shouldn't have to, we paskin, you should be machmer, lift up only one tefach, not the entire sukkah, and if you want, it could be less than a tefach, even a sliver, as long as it's the length of the entire sukkah, that's halacha l'maisa. What if you made the sukkah for sukkahs? If you had in mind, let's say Pesach time, you're going to build a sukkah for the mitzvah sukkah, then it's kosher. Everybody agrees. Why do you need lishma building a sukkah? And we're talking sukkah. What does sukkah mean? Sukkah means the schach. Doesn't mean the walls, right? Because everybody's walls are probably 5, 6, 10, 20 years old. Talking about the schach, that's the main part of the sukkah. My time is bisham. And not every Arab that builds your house has in mind that you should have a sukkah. They don't care. So we're talking about the schach. My time is bisham. I omar kro chag sukkah is shivas yomim lashem. Sukkah asuy l'shem chag b'inon. Chag sukkah is shivas yomim lashem. It should be for Hashem. You should have a mind for Hashem. Beisil says, no, very good, this is a possibility. We learned something else. Here's the halacha. The wood of the sukkah, of the schach, is osur midoi raisa. You're not allowed to use your schach for any purpose, midoi raisa. So how do we learn from this pasuk? Chag Sukkah Shivas Yom Hashem. Where do you see in this pasuk that there's an isser to use anything? V'tanya Rabbi Yehuda Misayir Oimer, he explains, K'shem Shechal Shem Shomayim Ala Chagiga. So he's playing with the words a little bit. Chag means a yantif. But now he's saying Chag means a carbon. There's a carbon Chagiga that everybody has to bring. Bezer Hashem, when Mashiach comes, very soon, this Sukkah, we're going to have to bring a carbon Chagiga. We're going to be Oyla Sharia. Real karbanas, $500 a pop, each person in the family. Chagiga. So just like a chagiga has gedusha to it, until you shecht it, you can't do anything with it, it's kadosh. Kachal shem shomayim la sukkah. That same kedusha goes into your sukkah. So this gedusha in your sukkah, you can't use it. If you use it, your oiva is the rice. It's not a chasidah shechumra. It's a real halacha in the Torah. Shenemar, chag sukkah shiva siyam la shem. Ma chag l'ashem, just like this chagiga is l'ashem, af sukkah l'ashem. So let me ask you a question. So sukkah is over. Now what happens to the schach? It remains kaddish. A karavan remains kaddish until you do something to it. You have to redeem it, you have to shecht it. It doesn't just... So the Magen Avraham says that the dusha is poikeya. It just dissipates as soon as sukkah is over. Okay, but nevertheless, there's an isser, not a deraisa, but there's an isser to misuse it, to treat it not nicely, to step on it. And there's a story that there's two bachurim that went to yeshiva, and they went to get a faher, and one of them was a mitsuyan, like the top guy in the yeshiva, and the rishiyah didn't accept him except the other guy. It was with the Chavetz Chaim. Thank you. With the Chavetz Chaim. And they asked the Chavetz Chaim why. This guy's a mitsuyan. He said, because he noticed that when he walked out of the fair, he stepped on schach. He wasn't careful. A guy like that, he doesn't need an yeshiva. Thank you. Yeah.
Say that over afterwards.
They asked halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. Why is it lashon hara? It's halacha lemaisa. You don't step on schach. Here, Reb Nachum Seltz is mechol and Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's lashon hara. Yishkoyach. Okay, here. You know what a shir we have? The voice that Yechavetz going on here. We have guys that are bigger than Chavetz Chaim here. The city in mechol and Chavetz Chaim. It's unreal what we have. The voice that unreal. He didn't know. The person didn't know. That's unbelievable. Wow. Edit. Okay, now, what happens if the guy decides he wants to leave the sukkah up for 5 years? Does the kedusha dissipate? So, this is actually machlokes. According to the Mogen Avraham, does, according to others, not. Fine. Right, hello, machlokes. Says the Gemara. What's Bishami going to do? Bishami, not me, boy, lelahachi. Bishami also have this halacha. Everybody agrees you can't use the schach for a baseball bat to beat your kids. Erechanami, elamai tamai de Bishami, ksiv kruachrin, there's another pasuk. Chag asukis tasil l'chol shivas yomim. Sukkah asuy l'shem chag b'inon. Rashi says it's a play on words. You read it, sukkah tasil l'chag. You should make a sukkah for the yantiv. Sukkah asuy l'shem chag b'inon. Ubisilel, okay, so there's extra pasuk. What do they do? They already learned from the first pasuk.
Kol halashon.
Let's say a person never made a sukkah. He shows up, he's traveling, whatever it is, and needs to make a sukkah. Can you build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed? Says Bisil, yes. Rebbe Lezer holds, a sukkah that's not built for 7 days is not a sukkah. Zero. Not even for 1 day. So, What happens, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if your sukkah falls down in the middle of Chol HaMoed? Could you rebuild it? You're not rebuilding a sukkah for 7 days. You're only rebuilding a sukkah for the three remaining days. Is that okay? Rabbi say, yes, it's okay. Even according to Eliezer, he says, if you start out a sukkah for 7 days and it fell down in the middle, you're allowed to continue, you're allowed to rebuild it. Ubei sila lechluder of Yehuda Amarav. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. We have Rabbi Yehuda all over Shas, hundreds of times. And he always quotes Rav. And also, Shmuel. Right here, on the spot, Rashi explains, in case you didn't know, Rabbi Yehuda Talmid Shurav Shmuel Oya. Lachim Tosh Shurav Yoim Shmuel Shmuel. And we go around and telling everybody, maybe Rashi sticks in a little kuda here. He waited until his Rebbe was dead. And once he was nifter, he went around to tell everybody his Torah. Okay. Now we're going to halachas of tzitzis. If you make a tzitzis from leftover pieces, in other words, as you're making the fabric, you have leftover strings, you have leftover stuff. One of the things you do, you can see it like in a sack today in Eretz Yisrael and in America. You see in sacks, sometimes there's a little of a bump. What happened is, one of the threads ripped. So they take it, they just tie it, and they keep on going. So it's a little thicker in certain, that's called a kite. So, he's making a fabric, and he's done with the fabric, and all of a sudden he has a couple strings hanging out. It's not good tzitzis. Why? For only one reason. The reason is, because it's not lishma. He didn't make it for the tzitzis. Let's say he had a mind to make those extra tzitzis lishma, comes out it's mutter according to Rashi. It's a chiddush, right? You think you have to have a hole and take, go to the store, buy a pack of tzitzis, but no. As long as you make these strings that are coming out of your bag, lishma, it's okay. Menakoytim, menanim, menagrodim, these are all leftovers, psula. Menasisin, but if you have like balls of thread laying on the floor, kshero. You let it pick up the balls of thread. Ah, you didn't make the balls of thread for tzitzis. You don't have to. Now you're inserting them into your beged, lishma, and that's kosher. Kya amritik ha-made the shmuel. Now, so Rashi explains here, this same Rabbi Yehuda was going around saying his Torah to different people from his Rebbe Rav. And he bumps into Shmuel. He says, you know what Rav said? Rav and Shmuel, right? The two Gedolei Dor. Rav was maybe greater. The Gemara said. So Rav said, he tells Shmuel what Rav said. Yeah, he went afterwards. First Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel was only great because Rav owed him a favor kind of thing. Okay, whatever. Omar Li, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Shmuel told me, Af minasisin nami, can we think I made the Shmuel Omar Li? Af minasisin nami psulo. It's not true. Even leftover string that's on the floor, you cannot pick it up and make it into tzitzis. Why? The be'ina tvi lishma, he holds, you need the weaving of the tzitzis also to be lishma, not just the insertion into the beged. As the Gemara, if Basil, this is Rav. Obviously Rav goes according to Basil. So wouldn't he agree that the same halacha applies? They need lishma by sukkah. You see that by tzitzis you need lishma. So by sukkah you should also need lishma. How can we still hold that even if you didn't have any intent that this should be a sukkah, it's a good sukkah? Shani asin omakro gedilim pasilach. This is a special pasuk by tzitzis that requires lishma, intent, and not by a sukkah. It says the same exact word. Oh, no, we can't use the pasuk for to tell me the chiyuv lishma. It's going to say that if I steal a sukkah, I'm not yotze. How do you steal a sukkah? So, according to the Ritva, it's only a portable sukkah that I could steal. If a guy has a sukkah on a pickup truck, and I steal the pickup truck, then I'm not yotze. But you cannot steal something that's attached to the ground because karka anything zealous. Real quickly, the first Rebbe of Ger, I'm saying this with Kavod Mendi Arbav because he's related to Ger. First Rebbe of Ger is the Chiddush Arim. Chiddush Arim, I don't know if you know, he had 13 children. And basically 12 out of the 13, I think it was 12, 10 to 12, for sure 10, maybe even 12, were nifter while he was alive. Terrible, terrible stuff. And he used to tell people that at one of the Levias, he said, somebody whacked me in my back, and I turned around, and I saw it was my friend. He says, sometimes you get a whack in the back, you look around, it's like somebody you hate, so you get upset. But if it's your friend, he's excited to see you, so you turn around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a whack in the back, and he turned around, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ah! So he was excited. So he said, he had this thing that he could be menachem people that have tzaras in their life. Anyways, the Chiddush HaRim says, now that you know the Chiddush HaRim, he says that the Zohar says that a sukkah is there to take only the good things of a yid, to take the good. But if you go in the Kedusha, but if you go into a sukkah that's gzula, then it doesn't have the ability to take the good. It takes the bad also. That's not good for you. That's why a sukkah gzula is possible. Okay, says the Gemara. Also, now you put them to gzula. By tzitzis also, you can't have a stolen pair of tzitzis. Says the Gemara, Hasam ksiv kra chrina vasu lahem, mishalahem. In fact, there's another pasuk that says it, the gzula. So, okay, fine. So now we know that the lishma is by tzitzis, not by sukkah. Sukkah has a problem of gzula, so does tzitzis. Tzitzis has gzula and shma, not sukkah. Returning to the Pesach on the base, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need shiduchim, refuzi, and shuas, please join Tehillim. Eightmindaf.com. The official Mishnah, sponsored by official. Oh, I forgot to mention the schedule. There will be a shiur right here in the Beis Medrash tomorrow on Shabbos, 1 hour before Mincha. I don't know what time Mincha is. And a Motzei Tisha B'Av, two shiurim. The first one is going to be where we're holding. And that starts at 10 o'clock. I know it's late. You don't have to show up if you don't want. I'll be here, unfortunately, with the second shiur. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Because I don't perform well after Tanesim. Two shiurim we have to do. To make up, so we have something video. The same shiur that I'm giving on Shabbos, I'm going to do after the shiur on Matzah Tisha B'Av. And then comes... There's another thing... What, mincha? I don't know. Regular mincha, regular Shabbos. By Yoel Bergman, sponsored by Yoel Bergman, the leading interest is his grandfather, Simcha Gedalia Ben Shraga Faivish on his yard side. The true role model for me, the CEO, by learning Daf Yoimi. I hope I bring him true nachas, says Yoel Bergman. Okay, we'll put out the WhatsApp chat. Says the Halig in Mishnah. Ah, you guys remember this from school? Shmack your stuff. From Yoni's thing. If you make your sukkah underneath a tree, this is a very common problem. There's a lot of branches everywhere, a lot of different things. What does it mean? It's possible. It's as if you made your sukkah inside a house. Gemara is going to explain why using such a long lashon. Sukkah, agabi sukkah, it's unbelievable. Imagine without this sefer from Kol HaLashon, I'd probably sit there at night building these models to be cool. This is a lot cooler, a lot nicer. Sukkah, agabi sukkah. I don't know if you ever had this, but my children, at least in Chicago, they had, just remember, there's a kid in Chicago, we're talking about the 9 days, a kid in Chicago killed by a car, less than a day ago. Unbelievable. Stop, I was just saying. Every year, 9 days. But the kids in Chicago, they build these models. Like every kid builds another. So I had to sit there every year and build for my kids. All right, fine. Sukkah agave sukkah. You can sit in the upper one. Right? It's less than 20 amas. You can sit in the upper one, but you cannot sit in the bottom one because there's a pasuk that says you cannot have two schachs. How far away are they from each other? That's a different discussion in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ein diurim bel yoyna. If nobody lives in number one, hadachtoinik sheira, then the bottom one is kosher. Omer Rava, leishanu elo b'ilon, shetzilosoi meruvim mechamosoi. This problem is a tree like this. If you have a tree that has a lot of shade, so it's providing the shade, and it's possible shade. Why? Because it's mechubar lekarka. This tree is possible. So meila, that's when it's osur. That's when it's possible. But when it's very spare, like this, there's barely any leaves here, it's barely creating mischach, so then it's kosher. Okay? This sugya, for instance, is negeya lemaisa. Very important stuff. Rashi actually brings one case. But here in Eretz Yisrael, you live in an apartment building, and the person right above you has laundry lines. And the laundry lines, maybe there's love between them. So all of a sudden I have a piece this big. Some beautiful halachas about it. There is no lava like that. Why? First of all, some say lava doesn't work if you want to be machmer and ruin something. It only works when you need it. But some say that it doesn't work because it's not providing the shade. It's only a halachic kind of mechitza, but not tzchach. Okay, fine. Halacha l'maisis. But we had in America a lot of times, you have a branch in these massive oak trees, whatever they are, that come right across the sukkah. You have to know. Says the Gemara, Mimai, how do you know this halacha that depends how much shade the tree provides? Now the Gemara is going to say, listen, there's a reason why the Mishnah used such an interesting lashon. Why? Just say, listen, Ksula. This is what it's coming to tell us. That it has the same halacha as a bais. We're going to see soon that a sukkah inside a house and a sukkah on the tree is learned from the same word. So a house, typically the roof, provides more shade than sun. So too, this tree that we're talking about in our Mishnah is the same kind of idea. It provides a lot of shade, more shade than sun. Ask the Gemara. Who cares? Even in a case where it doesn't provide any shade, not any shade. Very, very little shade. Hokol mitzaref schach posel bahade schach kosher. At the end of the day, you're combining posel schach, that's from the tree, together with kosher schach. Now, Rashi and Tosfos learn, just so you understand, very simple pshat. They both learn that the bottom sukkah doesn't have enough schach. It itself is chamasa meruba mitzilasa. Together with the tree, it becomes tzilasa meruba chamasa, becomes enough shade. That is the problem, Master Gemara. You're using the pasul schach to create kosher schach. That's not going to work. Why? Because if the sukkah has enough schach, so then that little branch that's coming over is going to be bottles, nothing. It's not going to do anything for me. Even if I remove whatever is below it, I still have enough schach. The other Rishonim learned differently. Fine. Anytime Rashi and Tosfos could agree on something, we're good enough for that. The other Rishonim learning that whatever the tree is over, you have to cancel that part of the schach. Okay. Talking about this case right over here. Oh, by the way, here's a beautiful picture. I noticed afterwards. They did a really good job in terms of what I just said in terms of Rashi. If you look closely, you see schach that's kosher over here, but it's not really touching. There's a lot of gaps here. Together with the tree, you have a nice amount of schach. Says the Gemara, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about, he took the tree and he intertwined it with the schach. You don't really see a difference. It's mamish, it's one piece. As Tosfos points out, we're going to have the Mishnah later, about Shpudim, you have pieces of metal. They go through the schach, it makes the schach puzzle. Because over there you can see the metal. Over here, it's all green. He took it and he just went like this. It's within. The puzzle's within the kosher. And therefore what? The puzzle becomes batel b'rayv. Becomes batel b'rayv. It's such a non-chiddush, the Gemara says. You guys are thinking to yourselves, this is major chiddush. What's going on? Why should it be kosher? The Gemara says, Maile Meira, so, if you take the puzzle schach, and it's bottle barayv in the kosher schach, so then what's a great chiddush? Listen, let's just back up 1 second so you understand a little better. In order to have tzilas and barayv and chamasa, you need 51% shade. Let's call it. Just for argument's sake. 51% shade. What happened was you only have 50% shade. One little tiny leaf attached to the tree is going to push you over to the 51. Says Gemara, if it's inside your 50%, it doesn't do anything. I don't even look at it. Who cares? So yes, I got it. See, let's move from it, but it's 100% bottle. It's 1 out of 50. Now I understand it better. Says Gemara, "My lemer, ma the same nigzayichad chavata, not eichad chavata." Maybe you should make some sort of zero. You're not going to remember next year to intertwine it. You're just going to let it go 5 feet above. So the chiddush is that I'm not geyser. Maybe you're not going to intertwine them. That's the right word. Hanami tanino. That's also not a chiddush. It says mafurish. Less a gefen is a mission. You take the grapevine. Ve'esat las. Here's the grapevine. Here's the grapevine, and you put it right on top of your sukkah. In Chicago, where is Zaycha, there's a restaurant on the van. I always pass by this restaurant, and I always was wondering what it is. And finally, I see it here in the Gemara. I don't have a picture of that restaurant. I forgot the name of it. It's a non-kosher restaurant. But they have this. Literally looks like this. Outdoors, they have just a canopy of gourds. So I guess the gourds, these pumpkins, whatever, they're vines. They grow. They climb. We're talking about climbers over here. Ivy, grapes, and gourds. Okay? So hidlo, that's a gourds, glass, veza kisois, ivy. By the way, very not good idea if you live in America to have ivy growing up your house. Terrible, terrible idea. It grows very, very quickly. Destroys the mortar and your brick. Stam, as a contractor, I'm telling you. Vesika chagabom, sula. And then you took, like in this picture. If you look closely, you'll see that the vines are underneath, and then he went and put schach on top. He has the puzzle schach because it's mechuvah lekarka, and he put the schach on top. Psulo. If it's a lot more, kosher schach, he snipped it on the bottom, so it's no longer mechuvah sheira. Then it's kosher. Hey, Kedami, what's the case? When it's still attached to the ground, and you didn't mix it up with the kosher schach, how come it's not possible and it's kosher? Of course it's possible. You're getting to the tzilos. According to Rashi and Tosfos again, you're getting to the kosher schach, you're getting to the tzilosa, meruba mechamosa, only through non-kosher schach. So of course it's possible. How come it's not possible and it's not kosher? Elav, in that case, by Hidlo Sagefen, he did mix it in with the kosher. Ushmaim and other like Azrinon, and the goof is the chiddush that we don't make exer, that you might not do it next time. So if so, what's the chiddush by us, by a tree? It's the same exact case. He took the tree. Ma'at the same anime libidi evid. Avlachat chilaloi. Komashmalon. This is a tremendous chiddush. Over here, you want to be mevatal isulachat chila. You're taking it, so you're taking this non-kosher schach and mixing it into kosher schach so that kosher schach should be bottle mevatel berayv. You'd be mevatel chatchila. So I think you can't do that. Mashmal, you could. Why? I don't know, really. But you could. Next case. Sukkah agavi sukkah. Double sukkah. Why is that asur? So we're bringing a pasuk that says in the pasuk you shouldn't have a sukkah on top of another sukkah. Mamish like that. Otherwise, what's the problem? You have two schachs that are kosher, and it's double schach. It's an extra good schach. What's the problem? No. So right away the Gemara asks, Adarab, Basukhois Teshu. You should sit in two sukkahs. It's great to have a sukkah. Welcome from Yerushalayim. It's great to have two sukkahs, one on top of the other. Tarti Mash, Omarab Nachem by Yitzhak, Besukasksiv. Don't forget we had the other sugya. How's it in the Torah? Without a vav. So, it says it in singular. So it says you should sit in one sukkah, not two. I hold Yeshayim Lemikra. It's the way I read it. Says Taisves, on the bottom, the last little line, everybody holds that there's a reason why the Torah wrote it differently than you read it. The question is, what's the ikar? But I can't avoid the fact that it says in singular, so I'm going to learn that chiddush. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, says Rabbi Yirmiya, what? What do you mean? If I want singular? No. Because the Klai Yisrael, but it's Klai Yisrael. All of you should sin. You don't want all Klai Yisrael sinning one sukkah. It's going to be a problem. All right, hear me. Think, if we stop here, just pause for 1 second. How do you make both sukkahs, the up and the bottom, according to everybody kosher? Think. How's it possible? It's a riddle. How do you make both sukkahs possible? How do you make the upper one kosher and the bottom one possible? And how do you make the bottom one kosher and the upper one possible? A riddle. Think. Okay. If you're watching the video, pause, try to figure it out yourself. What is the case? What are the four cases? When the bottom sukkah doesn't provide enough shade, it's pasul schach. So it's not a sukkah at all. So I can sit in the bottom one because its schach is not schach. And I can sit in the top one because it can hold me up. Why not? So in Mela, we have two sukkahs, the upper and the bottom one, are both kosher. What's the problem, Mindy? Oh, okay, fine. But for the riddle, you don't like this kind of riddles. It's a trick riddle. Why? It's a sukkah that has schach. It's just puzzle schach. Halachically, but physically it is. Hello, the guy is sitting on the second floor? What? He's sitting in the midair? He's sitting on the second floor. He lives on, there's two families living there. I'm answering. There's two sukkahs. It's two physical sukkahs. There's a family, the Friedmans live on top, and the Kohens live on the bottom. There's two families living there, and they both are yaitza. Halachically, it's not a sukkah, but physically. Exactly. How is it possible? One sukkah with two floors, and they're both kosher. That's it. Okay? That's how it is. Vel yayna! Are you arguing with the Marayim now also?
No.
Only in the Chavis Chaim, okay?
That's the
Chavis. Ah, so I'm sorry if you can argue with it. Okay.
It's hard to say that. That's the question.
Problem is just staying, you see the Gemara all the time. They say, this guy did wrong, whatever.
Oh, so now
we're the Gemara. Problem is just staying, how did both of them become kosher? If you don't make it, you can't get the Chavis 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 Chavis. So Noam and Mendy both don't understand. I hear the kasha. It's a good kasha. It's not a real sukkah on the bottom. Okay, fine. It's not a good riddle. How do you make both impossible? You go into the Vayit Tzilasim Rum Chamasan. They both have good shade. So the bottom one is for sure possible. Why? Because it's a sukkah of a sukkah. This is also not such a great riddle. Why? Because it's a trick. The upper one is above 20 amas. Okay, so I found a way that the upper one is possible by itself because it's above 20 amas. And sometimes the bottom one is kosher, but the upper one is possible. How? Because the bottom one has enough schach, so meila it's kosher. But the upper one doesn't have enough schach. So again, you're going to ask me the same question. It's not a good sukkah. Fine. Now, the only way this trick works is kaimi tarvai v'kaimi tarvai v'soy chesrim. Why? They both have to be within 20. Because if the upper one is above 20, you hear the chach, then it's pasul schach. Because it's above 20. And pasul schach is going to be starved to the bottom schach, it's going to make the bottom pasul. You know what? Should we stop here? Can we just do one more line? If both of them have tzilasim rubim chamasan, they both have good schach. And the up one is within 20 amma. Have a wonderful day in Shabbos and a meaningful fast. Because it's sukkah. They're both good. They're both good. That's the classic case that the bottom one is also. The only thing is.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.